This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We wrapped up hour number one talking about the first edition of the college football playoff rankings. And if you missed the announcement last night, it was Alabama 1, Clemson 2, LSU 3, Notre Dame 4. Only surprise was 3 and 4. One of the more intriguing storylines this year, Tass, you and I have talked about a lot, has been Arizona State and Herm Edwards. And looking forward to this conversation because Herm Edwards joins us now. And, Coach, want to thank you. We appreciate a couple minutes here on this Wednesday morning. Really do.
My pleasure to be on, obviously, and reminds me a lot of the NFL this month all of a sudden in college football, especially in our conference. It's moving month. You know, everyone's kind of piled up there with conference wins and losses, and all of a sudden you win a game or two down the stretch and you find yourself in the mix of maybe playing in the Pac-12 championship game.
hey, Coach, I've had the opportunity to watch your Sun Devils this year a couple times. You got a fun squad, man. The program's fun to watch, and I want to ask you, how's it been? You know, being back in the coaching ranks, you know, coaching young men again. Now, I know this is not the NFL, right? But how's it been for you, man? It seems like you're having fun.
I am. And this is the world I grew up in and lived in my whole life. Fortunate enough to be a college athlete and then go on to have a professional career as a player and as a coach. And when you spend all your life in football, it's always good to get back. It's the thing that everyone was nervous about, I think, is that when we actually played our first game, did I know what sideline we lined up on? I figured that out. So after that, I felt pretty comfortable.
Yeah, and Coach, the transition, I mean, certainly familiar, yeah. and the communication, we often talk about it a lot. You know, NFL coaches, college coaches are college coaches. What about you? You know, go from, you know, you were an NFL coach, NFL assistant, NFL player, analyst, back into the college ranks. What about the communication as a college head coach as compared to the National Football League?
Well, I was fortunate enough when I was in studio, I visited a lot of college campuses and was asked to come in and spend, you know, 3 or 4 days with college football teams, some prominent ones, to be quite honest. Also, I coached the Under Armour All-American game for about 7-8 years. So I was dealing with young high school athletes before they committed to college football. So I knew exactly the message that needed to be sent and how to send it. The thing that I've been blessed with is I'm a pretty good communicator.
That
was not going to be the problem, trust me, when it came to the communication part.
You got a future in that, Coach. You do.
I appreciate you guys.
And so, it's funny because you mentioned the Under Armour games. I was going to bring it up because, we knew that you had done that successfully with the young man and coaching Under Armour games and stuff. And I'm sure right there you realized the past several years for sure how much and how it's amped up with social media. Now, my son's a college athlete, and since he's young, I always try to stay on him about social media. Be careful,
right.
Be careful, be smart. And now, you know the deal here, man. You got to deal with all these young men and their social media accounts. I mean, is it as hard as it seems?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. I think when you try to understand them, and I have young kids. I got a 13 and 12-year-old daughter now. They don't have phones yet, but
right.
I understand what's going on in the world. I tell them this. I said, being a college athlete is a tremendous opportunity to have a platform. And I said, but you got to use it correctly. I said, because when you tweet something out, it becomes your resume for the rest of your life. And that
right.
resume belongs to not only you, but to the university that you represented, your family's last name.
Yep.
And I said, you got to be careful. I said, you guys got to realize, in life, you don't want to be so much liked. You want to be respected. And how do you do that? And I said, you do that by understanding that there's certain things that you just can't do as a student athlete.
Right.
It's just because you bring a whole – I always tell guys, I don't want to be in your mess. I don't want to be in the press conference talking about, my bag. It ain't your bag. Now it's my bag. I'm sitting there talking about your mess.
you certainly don't want to do that, but it is a sign of the times when you look at social media and certainly the millennials and how they use it and how we all use it, honestly, in the industry. Coach, when you look at it, you look at this matchup upcoming this weekend against Utah, coming off the win against USC. It was a much-needed victory for you guys against the Trojans this past weekend.
Yeah, it was. You know, we played a lot of tough football games, as you said. We've been kind of interesting as you watched our season. We had two games that actually we got out front and stayed out front. And then we lost four games by one score, and we won two games now by 3 points, Michigan State and obviously USC.
So USC, yeah.
We've been very competitive in all these games, and we're trying to build a program. There's no doubt about it. And it's been a lot of fun. And I think these players, you know, what I've learned, you just mentioned social media, and this is why you see so many upsets in college football, in my opinion, now that I've been involved in it now, is that the emotions of young people, when you line up on Saturday, you really don't know, like, where they're at. You think you know, but you don't. Mm. You really don't, because there's so much in a young man's mind, and can you keep him focused week in and week out? That's the key, and that's why you see all these upsets. You see things, you go, well, how did that just happen? You know, and it's a part of college football.
It's. I got to tell you, like I said earlier, my kid's a college athlete. He's 19. He's a sophomore. And, brother, you are spot on, because there is a lot going on in their life, and it could affect them for sure. But you seem like you got your guys dialed in. And speaking of social media, I saw on the Sun Devils Twitter account you talking to your team after that USC victory this past week. And help me out here, Coach. Hungry and humble, what was the line you gave them?
Yes, yeah, well, that's the motto we carry, Steve. Stay hungry and humble.
I love it. Simple and to the point, man. So, Utah, these guys score a lot of points.
Oh, I tell you what. They've done a fabulous job. They won four in a row. They're scoring about 40 points. They've got a big-time defense, too. A bunch of seniors and some juniors over there. And, you know, they are really, right now, playing the best in both conferences, in the North and the South. I mean, they are rolling right now. And, you know, it's going to be a good game for us. We're at home. It's a day game. Mm. All of a sudden, you know, in our conference, they're 4-2. We're 2-3. And SC's 3-3 and Arizona's 3-3 in conference games. All of a sudden, you win this game, you're one game out.
You know, yeah. Something. You got a shot.
Yeah, you got a shot. Yeah.
So that's all you can ask for is a chance, and you got to go out and play.
You're right. But taking a temperature of where your team is right now, Coach, going into the final, you know, the final four games, the final third of the regular season, you like where your squad is right now?
I do, because we're going to find out a lot about who we are. We're playing a lot of young guys, as you guys know. And I think this is a good barometer for us to figure out, okay, we got four games left. They're all against conference opponents. No fair dodging. We got to go win games now. It's going to be interesting how we react to all this. I mean, you know, the more you're, as a coach, you find out about your team in certain stages. Now this is the fourth quarter of all season, and how are we going to react to all this?
Yeah, and that's going to be a big-time key, and it starts with Utah this upcoming Saturday. Coach, you know, we mentioned and we talked about, you know, certainly communication is not your issue. Has there been, you know, and you mentioned when you were an analyst at ESPN that, you know, you visited, talked to a number of college programs and visited them, spent time with them. But has there been something that's hit you year one running this Arizona State program that you didn't expect? I mean, you know, getting back involved?
Well, I think the recruiting part of it.
I was just going to ask you about that.
You're constantly recruiting.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we're already in the 2020s.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, we've got about 14 guys, 15 guys already committed.
So wait, hold on, Coach. Your 19s are full.
I mean, almost. We got about seven left.
Wow. Seven left. So you're already into 2020s.
Oh, my. And getting ready to go to 21s.
Wow.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's the massive information you're gathering. I mean, we have a scouting meeting once a week. I'm calling kids every Thursday. But we have we meet as a staff. So we look at all the players. You know, so the offensive – let's just say you're an offensive coach and you're in a place where there's a quarterback. Well, you need to know what we're looking at to play quarterback here. So we all speak the same language. We all look at the same guy. And it helps you as a staff when you're going to the road. Because, you know, you could be a linebacker coach and all of a sudden there's three receivers there in this high school. Well, this is the criteria. There's a certain criteria we have, obviously, for positions. But, yeah, it's recruitment thing. You
And you got, you know, it's tough out there in the West Coast, and I know you're a West Coast guy. You grew up a West Coast kid. I know that. But it's tough, man. There's a plethora of programs out there, and kids decommit all the time in all sports, not just football. So you know the deal there.
Absolutely.
That's the word coaches don't want to hear, decommit.
Yeah, they're decommitting. And then, you know, the school that they decommitted from, then the other school goes, oh, he's alive. We're back in the race.
That's funny. What do you need? So this Saturday, as you take on Utah, Coach, what do you think you need in order to make it 2 wins in a row? What are going to be some keys when you look at this matchup against Utah?
Well, I think offensively, they got a power running game. Some good backs that run downhill, and the quarterback is a nifty player. He makes a lot of plays with his legs. We got to contain that. Offensively, we're going to have to beat some tight man coverage. They bring some pressure. We're going to have to block their pressure. And in the kicking game, they got a good punter. And he's so good in this sense that they run a lot of fakes. So we got to be leery of that and aware of that. So this is going to be a good football game for us. We put ourselves back in a position where every game is important, and I think that's always important during football. Every game needs to be important. Every game needs to be a big game. And when you start feeling that and understanding that as a player, your team gets better. And we need to feel that. We need to feel the pressure of that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, Coach,
I want to ask you. You're a West Coast guy, you know, but you worked a lot on the East Coast here. Do you think there's a East Coast bias toward Pac-12 football?
Well, I think what happens to us because we play so many night games. Most people, they're sleeping. I mean, and then what happens is when the games are over, the next morning they've moved on. The problem is we play Saturday. Guess what happens on Sunday? Yeah, you got it. The national football. I'm not talking about college football. I mean, we're playing when games have already ended in the Midwest, right, and back east. That happens Saturday night. We're starting to play Sunday morning. They're not talking about college football. They're talking about the National Football League.
Right. Right, yeah, that's tough. That's tough going. Coach, talk a little bit about your quarterback, this young man, Manny Wilkins. Break him down for us a little bit.
Well, really earned his way through this. He's been here, had some ups and downs early, but really has become quite a quarterback for us. And had a really good day, and he made some timely throws. Tough guy. He's got a chance at the next level. He'll have a chance. He'll have an opportunity. But he is the leader of the football team. A tough guy, too. I mean, can make some plays with his legs, you know. And we got a big-time receiver now. I mean, he's pretty good.
He is, yes.
Kill Henry, yeah.
And
a runner. You know, Benjamin is
Benjamin's
really
a good player. He's good got player. Almost 1,000 yards rushing for you so far this year, Coach.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and really didn't play a whole lot last year. Didn't play at all. And this is really his first time on the big stage. And I tell you what, he's done a marvelous job.
Now, Coach,
I grew up on the West Coast, as you guys talked about, and then I go to Philadelphia. So the first thing I learned was Philadelphia media. So then when I went from Philadelphia back up to New York, I said, you know what? I'm going to hold it on this. It's what I do. I get it. I'm from Jersey, man. I was born in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. So stop all that.
Well, now you're in Arizona. It must be like a day off compared to New York and Philly, right?
Come on. You're born in Jersey. Man, you know, you got some toughness to you.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Coach, actually, you and I met years ago when you were coaching the Jets. Lamont Jordan, you remember Lamont, right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, man, Lamont and I are good friends, and I don't live too far from Hofstra, and we came down there, and I met you and stuff like that. You always seem like a solid guy. And I actually bumped into you. I was buying a tie at Nordstrom's at the Roosevelt Field Mall, and you were there.
Yeah.
There you go. You were buying a tie, and I was buying a tie.
Yeah, how about that? You know, my wife makes me wear those ties. The good thing about being a college coach now, I don't have to wear ties anymore. Man, you wear shorts in Arizona all the time.
Now you're 3 stripes for life.
No, exactly.
Adidas all the way.
Hey, Coach, continued success. We're rooting for you, and we're looking forward to the game on Saturday. And thanks for spending a couple minutes with us this morning.
Nice, Coach.
I appreciate you guys, man. God bless you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.